Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, and the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, and our Mishnah was discussing the dinim of Gezel Ager, and if Reuven stole money from a Ger, and he swore falsely, and he was Maida, and the Ger dies, the din is that Reuven is chayiv to pay Karen V'chaymish to the Kohanim, and Reuven has to bring a carbon of Sham Gzelois, and the Mishnah taught us, Nasan HaKesav L'Anshi Mishma Omeis, Ein Ayoshim L'Chayim L'Hitzim Yadam, Shenema V'Isha Shiyitin L'Koyin L'Yia, that if Reuven already paid the Karen V'chaymish to the Kohanim of that Mishmar, and then Reuven died prior to bringing the carbon Asham Gezelis, then although the Yarshim cannot bring the Asham of their father, however, they also can't go to the Kohanim and say that we want our money back and we want to get back the Karen V'chaymish. The Mishnah brought a pasuk that states, V'isha she'itin l'kayin lo yiyah, that anything that a person gives to a Kohen, he cannot retract and he can't take back. And our Gemara begins, Omar Baya, Baya stated, Shema mino kesem mechapim mechza, by the fact that we see that the Yarshim cannot take back the Karen V'chaymish, it must be that when their father gave the Karen V'chaymish to the Kohanim, that already effectuated some of his chapara, and therefore they can't take it back. The Elohim mechaper, as if it was not mechaper at all for their father, so havmina mahadil yashin, then we should have a havmina that the yashin would be able to take back the Karen V'chaymish, and my time, and what would be the reason? Because adait l'hochi lo yavle, they could say that this was considered a mekachtais, as their father only gave it to the Kohanim because he thought that he's going to bring his Hashem gzeles, and therefore he would have a complete kapara, but by the fact that he didn't have any kapara, then l'chayra the Yoshim should be able to take back the Karen V'chaymish. And by the fact that the Yoshim cannot take back the Karen V'chaymish, we see that the father must have had some sort of a kapara by giving the Karen V'chaymish to the Kohanim. And Mepharshim explained that l'chayra Abaya learns that when our Mishnah brought a pasuk, it must be just an asmachta, as if this pasuk is the actual limud, then l'chayra it is a gzeir sakasov, that although potentially there is no kapara from the Karen V'chaymish, even so the Yoshim can't take it back, because the Torah tells us that once you give something to the Kohanim, you're not allowed to retract and you can't take it back. And the Gemara continues, and Esan Abaya Elame'ata, if you're telling me that any time that you don't have a kapara, it's considered a mekach tais, so chata shemesu balea, in the case where Reuven was chayiv to bring the chatas, and he separated carbon chatas, and then he died, this is one of the chamish chatais hamesais, and l'chayir tepe l'chulin, why don't we say that it should go out l'chulin, that dait l'hochi loy afrisha, as Reuven wasn't mafrish to carbon chatas, unless he will actually have a kapara, and bring the carbon while he's alive. And l'chira, since he didn't have kapara, so the Yoshin should be able to keep this carbon and should be a mekach tais. And the Gemara answers, Amri chatash mesa balea hilchas gemila de lemisa azla. And Abaye answers that in the chenami b'degei chatos, we should say that it's considered a mekach tais, and therefore the Yoshin should be able to keep the chatos and should no longer be a chatos. However, it's halacha meshum sinai. Although there's a svar that it should be a mekach tais, that even so a chatash mesa balea is lemisa azla. And the Gemara continues and asks another question on Abaye. If it's true that we have a concept of mekach tais, so Oshem Shemesu Bailov Lepu Glechulin, we know that the Oshem Shemesu Bailov, the din is that it's Yirat Sheistov, V'yimachav Yipul Damu L'Ketzam Mizbeach, and Lefi Abaya, since when Reuven separated the Oshem, his only intent was that he wanted to make sure that this Oshem is brought for his kapara, and he didn't get a chance to bring this Oshem while he was alive, so we should say it's a mekach tais, and therefore the din should be that the Oshem should be able to keep this animal, and it should be Yitzel Chulin, and as the Gemara says, that Dait the Hachi Loy Afreshei, and the Gemara answers once again, Ashem Nami Hilchas Gemirula, that Benigayan Ashem Shemesu Bailov, it's included in the Halachal Mishim Sinai, that Kol Shabachatus Mesa Ba Ashem Roya, and as we know that the Halachal Mishim Sinai teaches us that the Chomish Chatois HaMesais, if it would be a case of an Ashem, then the din is Benigayan Ashem, that will be Roya at Sheyestav, V'yimach of Yipludam Lukaitum Mizbech, this carbon Ashem doesn't go out Lechulin, and you also can't bring the Ashem on the Mizbech, and therefore you allow the Ashem to pasture until it receives a mum, and once it has a mum, then you could redeem it, and we would use the money to buy kabanis for Ketz HaMizbeach. And the Gemara continues and asks another question on Abaya. Elame'ata, if you're telling me there's a concept of mekach tais, so yivamish enefel lefnei mukashchin, teipuk blei chalitza, if Rachel was married to Reuven, and then Reuven dies without any children, and Rachel now falls liyibam in front of Reuven's brother Shimon, who is a mukashchin, and we know that the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos tells us, although the mukashchin cannot do yibam with Rachel, but he would still have to do chalitza with Rachel, and the Gemara is bothered that according to Abaya, why would Rachel even need to do chalitza if l'chayra she should be able to taina that it's a mekach tais, that if I would have known at the point I married Reuven that he would die without any children, and I would be a shemeres yavam to Shimon who's a mukashchin, then I wouldn't have gotten married and l'chayra it should be a mekach tais. And as the Gemara states, that daita l'hachi loy kitcha atzma, that this was not her das and her intent when she was mekudeshes to Reuven, and therefore her original kedushin with Reuven should be batal. And ayin in her bottom tases, that daita l'hachi loy kitcha nafsha, nearer the benaflim and Irisinari that even according to the Havmina Gemara, the Gemara's only Havmina was that she would be able to make a taina that it's a mechak tais only in a case where she actually only had kedushin with Reuven and she was not yet married. As if she was already married to Reuven, then certainly she would have wanted that marriage, as there are many benefits that come to her because she was married, as she was supported by her husband, etc. And as Taisa says, the Mishum Achamisis Baila Lemaska Nafsha Milius Nesuya, she wouldn't hold back from getting married solely based on the fact that maybe her husband would die without any children and she'd fall in front of Shimon, that's a Mukashkin Leyibum. Therefore, Taisa says, Element Erisin Ayri, the Mikadushin in Lashum Taiva, that she doesn't have any benefit by just having Kedushin. Taisa then asks, that Lachira, why is the Gemara only asked from the case of Chatas and Osham as well as for Kedushin? Vim Taima Adam Shekona Mechavir Shumdav and Vinskakal Yivatal Amekach Da Dait Nahaki Loikona, that Lachira coined her by Isvara, that any person that buys anything from his friend and something goes wrong and it gets ruined, that he should be able to be Mevatal Amekach, and the buyer should be able to claim that I wouldn't have bought it if I would have known that this kilkel would happen in the future. And Taisa says, V'yishleim edahasun labalekech l'chudei tali milsa, the medegeya transaction of mechach memka is not only totally in the buyer, ele kemoikim b'das meicha, there's also the kavana and the das of the meicha, meicha agnalei adait l'hachi, and when a buyer and seller get into a transaction, it's as if the seller is telling the buyer that even if something will occur in the future and you will want to be mevatal the mekach, you'll be mekabal on yourself, that you're not going to be mevatal the mekach, and it's not a mekach tais. And however, Taisa continues, b'negeya kedushin, where it's totally in the das of the woman, as the husband doesn't care if after he dies his wife will go and be mevatel the kedushin, and therefore in this case the Gemara had havmina that according to Abaya it should be a mekach tais, and she should be able to mevatel her original kedushin to Reuven. And Taisa also says, v'chi nami makdish nami b'dekai, also in a case where someone is makdish a chatos or an osham, it's totally in the das of the person, v'chi noisin agezel b'dekai, and also where you're giving the keren v'chaimish to the kohanim, it is a present to the kohanim, and therefore it's based on the kavana of Reuven, and since Reuven wouldn't have wanted to give it if he wouldn't have had a kapara, therefore Abaya stated that in the case of Karen V'chaymish, there would be a havmina that the Yarshim could be mevatel the giving of the Karen V'chaymish to the Kohanim, if not for the fact that Kesef is Bechapa Mechza, and the father receives some sort of a kapara by giving the Karen V'chaymish to the Kohanim. The Gemara continues and answers Lefi Abaya that Hosam Anan Sadi, in the case of Kedushin, there's an Anan Sadi, and we continue on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph, the Menach Nichla Becholdu, that a woman is happy to get married. Kidreish Lakish, as Reish Lakish taught us, to Amreish Lakish, as Reish Lakish stated, Tavla Mesav Tandu, Mala Mesav Amalu, that there's a saying that a woman is happy to live together with two people than to live alone as an almana. And therefore, in the case of Yivamish, Nafal Lefnei Mukashchin, there is not a Mechach Tais, because we say that even if she would have known at the beginning when she married Reuven that he would die without children and she would be Nafal Lefnei Mukashchin, she wouldn't have been Mevatal the Shidduch, and she would have wanted the Kedushin to still occur, because Tavla Mesav Tandu, Mala Mesav Amalu. And before we continue, let's point out that the Mefarshim asked that how could the Gemara have a Havmina that Yivamish Nafal Lefnei Mukashchin, there would be a Mechach Tais, if Lemaisa, the Gemara Mesefes Yivamish teaches us that the din is that she would not have Yibam and she would only have Chalitza, and therefore she'll never have Yibam with this Mukashchin, and why would that be a Mechach Tais? And I am the Mefarshim who explained that the Gemara's question is that why do we need this Limud in Mesefes Yivamish to teach us that a Mukashchin only does Chalitza and does not do Yibam? Even without a Limud, we would know this din, as certainly if she would have to do Yibam with the Mukashchin, then it would be considered a Mechach Tais, and therefore the original Kedushin would be Batal Ayin Sham. And before we continue, let us see the second to the bottom Taisis on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, where Taisis states that now what Abaya said, Kesef Mechapa Mechza, that when Reuven pays the Karen V'chaymish, it's considered a partial Kapara, and Mikan Nira the Koyin in Yoch Limchol Kivin Nava Kapara, since the Chiv to pay Karen V'chaymish is part of the Kapara process, therefore Koyin would not be able to be Meichol the Karen V'chaymish to Reuven, as it's not considered a Mamet of the Koyinim, and it's the Din of Kapara that Reuven has to pay the Karen V'chaymish to the Koyanim. And the Gemara continues and once again quotes from the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah stated that there's a din that the kesef of the Karen V'chaymish has to be given prior to bringing a Karbonais, and therefore Nasa Zah Kesef Li'ayrev, Reuven had to pay for the Gezla Agar, and he went and he gave the Karen V'chaymish to the Mishma of Yahayrev, who were the first of the Mishmars, V'ashim Li'Yidaya, and then he gave the Hashem Gzeles to the second of the Mishmars, which is Yidaya, Yotza. Certainly in that case, even though the Kesef and the Asham went to two different Mishmaris, Reuven would still be Yitzah, because ultimately the Kesef was given first and then the Asham was brought. However, Asham Liyarev, the Kesef Yidaya, the Mishnah continued that if Reuven gave the Asham to Yairiv and then he gave the money to Yidaya, Im Kaima Asham Yakavu B'nai Yidaya, if the Asham is still around at the point of Yidaya's Mishma, then the B'nai Yidaya will actually keep the Karen V'chaymish, and they'll also bring the Asham Gzei gzeilos, and they'll keep the bosa and the or of the asham gzeilos v'imloi. And if the asham is not around any longer because Yehoyah brought it improperly, yachsev yavi asham acher, then Reuben will have to bring another asham gzeilos because an asham gzeilos that is brought before the payment of keren to the kohanim is considered pasul. The Gemara begins and brings a brisa, and we will see in this brisa there will be a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. And let's keep in mind that Rashi in the Mishnah already told us that although we'll see a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim in this very specific scenario, however, Rabbi Yehuda will be moed to the chachamim in the case of a Mishnah, as we will explain. And the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the brisa, Nosan Osham Liyoyer, Bekesav Liyodoya, Yachse Kesav Eitzel Osham, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Reuben went during the week of Yehoyah's Mishmah, and he gave them the Hashab Gzeilais to bring for his carbon, and Reuben made the payment of the Karen V'chaimish to the Mishmah of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yehuda would actually have to give the money to the Mishmah of Yehoyah, and the Mishmah of Yehoyah will split up the Karen V'chaimish within the Mishmah itself, and they will also bring the Hashab Gzeilais, and they will keep the Basa and the Ara of the Hashab Gzeilais. The Chacham argue, and they say, Yachse Osham Eitzel Kesef, that the Osham that Yehoyah got, he should deliver to the Mishmah of Yehuda, and Yehuda will actually keep the Karen V'chaimish, and they'll bring the Hashab Gzeilais, and they will keep the Basa of the Hashab Gzeilais as well. And the Gemara is, Hechidami, where's the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? Ilema Diyav Le Osham Le Yairv, Mishratu Le Yairv. If you're telling us, it's talking about a case where Reuben gave the Hashab Gzeilais to Yehuyah, and it was during the week that Yehuyah served, and during his week of his Mishmah, the Kesav Le Yairv, Mishmatu Le Yairv, and then Reuben gave the money and the Karen V'chaimish to Yehuyah at the point that it's already the week of Yehuyah, Zezach B'Shalayv, Zezach B'Shalayv. Then as Rashi explains, that we could understand the Shita of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim say that the Bnei Yairv should give the carbon Hashem Gzeilais to Bnei Yehuda. That is because the Chacham will knas the Mishmah of Yehoyah because they improperly took the Hashem Gzeilais prior to receiving Karen. However, Zok Rashi El Rabbi Yehuda might time the Kanis Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that the Mishmah of Yehuda will have to give the money to the Mishmah of Yehoyah, but the Maisa, the Mishmah of Yehuda, didn't do anything wrong. And Lachir, why would we knas the Mishmah of Yehuda at all? Therefore, the Gemara says, Zezach B'Shalai, Zezach B'Shalai, that even if you're going to want to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on a Mishnah and hold there was no knas on the Mishnah of Yehoyah, but there shouldn't be a knas on the Mishnah of Yehoyah either, and therefore the Mishnah of Yehoyah should keep their carbon Hashem Gzeilais, and they should be able to bring that carbon Hashem Gzeilais 24 weeks later when it's the Mishnah once again, and the Mishnah of Yehoyah should keep the Karen V'chaimish. However, Ayin Taisus Shans, who actually learns at this point of the Gemara doesn't know about any knas, and therefore he learns that the question of the Gemara is actually both on the carbon as well as the Karen V'chaimish, and both are the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara's question is that both Lefi the Chacham and Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, we should allow the Mishmah of Yehoyah to keep the carbon Asham Gzeilais, and they should bring it 24 weeks later, and we should allow the Mishmah of Yehuda to keep the Karen V'chaimish. And the Gemara answers, Amarava, Rava states, Hachamayiskinon, the Machlek is between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham, and this Braisa is in a specific case, the Yav Asham Liyarev, Bimishmata Diyarev, the Kesel Liyarev, Bimishmata Diyarev. During week one, Reuven gave the Asham Gzeilais to Yehoyah to bring as his carbon, and then he gave the Karen V'chaimish to Yehuda, and it was still during week one, and it was really the Mishmah of Yehoyah, and therefore the Mishmah of Yehuda did something wrong by taking the Kesef when it wasn't their Mishmah, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda Sava, keeping the Lab Mishmaris to Yehuda, that since it's not the proper Mishmah for Yehuda, and therefore they shouldn't take the Karen V'chaimish, Yehuda concedingly, we knas Yehuda, and Hilkach Yachse Kesef Eitzel Hashem, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to take the Karen V'chaimish and give it to the Mishmah of Yehoyah, and since Reuven already gave the Karen V'chaimish, therefore the Mishmah of Yehoyah could bring the carbon Hashem Gzeilais during this week as well. Rabbanan Savri and Rabbanan hold Shalai Kedin Hu Av B'nei Yehoyah the Kibble Asher Mekamei Kesef, that since originally the B'nei Yehoyah already did something wrong by Mekabel the Hashem Gzeilais prior to receiving the Karen, Hilkach L'Didu Kansin Lu V'Yachse Asher Eitzel Kesef, and therefore they were the ones that first started by doing something wrong, and therefore even in this case the Chacham hold that we would knas the Mishmah of Yehoyah, and they would actually have to take the Hashem Gzeilais and give it to the Mishmah of Yehuda, and Yehuda will keep the Karen V'chaimish, and they will also bring the Hashem Gzeilais in week number 2, and they will be able to eat the Basa and keep the Ar. Let's go back to our Mishnah where Rashi said that Rabbi Yehuda agrees in the case of our Mishnah to the Din of the Chachamim, and that's because our Mishnah was talking about a case where Reuven gave the Asham to Yehoyah during the time of the Mishmah of Yehoyah, and he gave the Karen V'chaimish to Yehuda during the second week during the Mishmah of Yehuda. In this case, certainly Rabbi Yehuda understands that there's a reason for a Knas, and we would Knas the Mishmah of Yehoyah because the Mishmah of Yehoyah was the only one that did something wrong, as the Mishnah of Yehuda didn't do anything wrong since they accepted the Karen V'chaimish while it was already week number 2 and it was already during the week of their Mishmah. And the Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe explains, L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Im kadmu b'nei Yair, v'hikrivu es ha'asham, yachsev yavi, asham acha, v'yakrivu b'nei Yedaya, v'zachu halalo, v'mashu b'yadon. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham were arguing, and it was a case where Reuven gave the Korban Hashem Gzelois to the b'nei Yair during that week, and he also gave the money of the Karen V'chemish to the Mishma of Yedaya during the first week, which was not the week of Yedaya, and Rabbi Yehuda stated that we will knas the b'nei Yedaya and yachsev kasev etzel asham, and they would have to give the Karen V'chemish to the Mishma of Yehairiv. And Rabbi explained, if prior to Yedaya actually delivering the Karen V'chemish to b'nei Yehairiv, Mishma of Yehairiv went and they took the Karben Hashem Gzelois and they were actually makriv that asham, and since they didn't receive the Karen yet, therefore it was not considered a valid Karben asham. In this case, certainly Reuven would have to bring another Hashem Gzelois, but once he's bringing a new Karben Hashem Gzelois, then he would actually deliver that to the Mishma of Yedaya, and Yedaya would keep the Karen V'chemish, and they would also bring their Karben Hashem Gzelois and keep the Bas of Ar. However, Rabbi also teaches us that the B'nai Yerav will actually be Zaycha in the Karben Hashem Gzelois that they brought, and even though that Karben Hashem Gzelois is Pasol, and the Gemara is Amri L'mai Chazi Hashem Pasolu, the L'chir, what does it mean, B'zacha Lolo B'mash B'yadon, and the B'nai Yerav would actually keep the Hashem Gzelois if L'chir that Hashem is Pasol, and therefore what benefit will you be able to have from that Hashem? And Amr Rava states, L'irai, that even though it's a Karben Pasol, but the din is that the hides of a Karben Pasol would be able to be used by the Kohanim. Therefore, Rabbi teaches us that in this case, the Mishma of Yehoyev would be able to keep the hides of the Hashem Gzelois, even though it became Pasol. Ayin Tap Tesis Dibel Maschel Am Ravel Oyrei Tema Dehach Mashma Afilu Bepsol Kaidim Zrika, that the Bnei Yehoyev would keep the skins and the hides of this animal, even though this Hashem Gzelois is Pasol and it became Pasol prior to Zrika. The Gam Kishar Mechuba Dain Rebasa, and even though the hide is still Mechuba to the Basa, Vinas by Psol Kaidim Shchita, and the Psol happened prior to the Shchita, Shehevi Kaidim Akesef, because we know that the reason why it's Pasol over here is because he shechted this carbon Hashem Gzelois before he received the Karen and Shari Bana, and it would still be Mut Bana. And Taisis is that we know that a carbon that's Pasol, the Ar would be Pasol, unless it became Pasol after the hides were already taken off of the animal, and it's only in that case that the Ar would be Kosher. Therefore, Taisis is bothered, Vamai Lo Yetzer Ar Lesrefa, and L'chari, in our case, the hides of this Hashem Gzelois, which is Pasol, should have to be burnt and should not be able to be given to the Kohanim. Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned in another Braisa, Amar Rebbe, that Rebbe stated, L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that said, that L'yidoya Kansinalei, and Hilkuch Yachsa Kesef Eitzel Asham, but Rebbe taught us that Rabbi Yehuda would say, Im Kayim Asham, if the Hashem Gzelois is still around and still be'en, Yachsa Asham Eitzel Kesef, then the Karben Hashem Gzelois will actually have to be given to B'nai Yedaya, and B'nai Yedaya will keep the Karen V'chemish, and they'll also bring the Hashem Gzelois. And the Gemara asks, for Rabbi Yehuda, Yachsa Kesef Eitzel Asham Islei, L'chaira, how could Rabbi say that this would be the halacha that Rabbi Yehuda stated, if Rabbi Yehuda specifically said that in the case where Reuven gave the Hashem Gzelois through the Mishma of Yehoyrav during their week and during their Mishma, and then he gave the money of the Karen V'chemish to the Mishma of Yedaya during the week of Yehoyrav, then Rabbi Yehuda holds that we actually knas the Mishma of Yedaya since they took the money during a week that was not their week and not their Mishma, and therefore they would have to give the Karen V'chemish to the Mishma of Yehoyrav and not vice versa. And L'chari, Rabbi is actually saying the Shita Rabbanon and not the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara answers, Hachamai Skinon, that in Chanami, Rabbi is not saying this in all cases. He's actually saying it in one specific case. And Rabbi teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda would be moided to the Chachamim in a case could go in the Nafik Mishmati the Yair Vole Tavu, but Hakamashma da Chula Achilu Gabayu. Rabbi is talking about a scenario where in Chanami, Reuven delivered the Hashem Gzelois to the Mishma of Yehoyrav, and he delivered the money to the Mishma of Yedaya during week number one. Really, the Kohanim of the Mishma of Yehoyrav should be able to be Tevei the Karen V'chemish from the Mishma of Yedaya during week number one, and then they'll be able to bring the Karben Hashem Gzelois, as at this point it was a payment of Karen V'chemish, and they would be able to now bring the Karben Hashem Gzelois. But the Maisa, week number one passed, and the Mishma of Yehoyrav never was Tevei the Karen V'chemish from the Mishma of Yedaya, and therefore Rabbi teaches us that would be who to hold that in that case we say that the reason why the Mishma of Yehoyrav was not Teveya, the Mishma of Yedaya, is because they were Meichel the Karen V'chemish to the Mishma of Yedaya. Therefore, the Mishma of Yedaya would keep the Karen V'chemish, and the Mishma of Yehoyrav would wait 24 weeks, and then when it's the Mishma once again, they would bring that Karben Hashem Gzelois, and of course at that point, there's no problem to bring that Hashem Gzelois because the Karen V'chemish was already paid to the Mishma of Yedaya. And the Gemara continues, Tani Idach, that we have another version of this Braisa on Rebbe, that Rebbe stated, L'driv Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kayim Asham, if the Asham is still around and it's Be'en, and since the B'nai Yedaya took the money improperly as they took the Karen V'chemish during the week of the B'nai Yehoyrav, therefore we canast the B'nai Yedaya, and they have to give the Karen V'chemish to the Bnei Yairv, and the Bnei Yairv will be able to bring the Karban Hashem Gdelos, and they will keep the Bas of Ar, and they will also keep the Karen V'chemish. And the Gemara asks, Pshita Hachi Islay, this is Pashat, that is what Rabbi Yehuda holds, as this is exactly the case that Rabbi Yehuda said that he holds that Yachsa Kesav Itzel Hashem, and was the Chiddush of Rabbi. And the Gemara answers, Hachamay Skinon, that there is a Chiddush of Rabbi, and we're talking about a case, Kagoyin the Nafik Mishmatam, the Hani Udahani, V'loy Tavu, after Reuven delivered the Karban Hashem Gdelos to the Bnei Yairv, and it was during the week number one, and he also delivered the Karen V'chemish improperly to Bnei Yadaya in week number one, and then week number one and week number two passes, and no one does anything, and the Bnei Yairv didn't tie it to Bnei Yadaya to give us the money, and the Bnei Yadaya didn't tie it to Bnei Yairv, then now that's week number two, give us the carbon, and we'll bring the carbon Hashem Gzeilais. The Gemara explains, that one may have thought that both the Mishma of Yadaya and the Mishma of Yairv were Michael each other, and now that it's already week number three, and Lemaisa, the Bnei Yadaya received the Karen V'chemish already, and therefore 23 weeks later, the Bnei Yairv could bring the Karban Hashem Gzeilais, and they wouldn't receive the Karen V'chemish. Kamash one, Darmina Kivin Leitavi, and we say that once we saw the Bnei Yadaya weren't Tevei Bnei Yairv to receive the Karban Hashem Gzeilais during week number two, therefore Lahadru Bereisha, we go back to original din, and we say that we will knas the Bnei Yadaya, the Bnei Yairv could still ask the Bnei Yadaya for their money, and they could say that we have the right to this Karen V'chemish because the Rabbanan knas you for taking the money improperly, and therefore the Bnei Yairv would actually take the Karen V'chemish. 24 weeks later, they would also bring the Karban Hashem Gzeilais, and they would keep the Bas of Ar. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah as to the order of paying the Karen V'chemish prior to bringing the Karban Hashem Gzeilais. And the Mishnah stated, Shamei V'gzeilai actually Hevi Hashem Yatza, that if Reuven gives the Karen V'chemish to the Kohanim prior to bringing his Karban Hashem Gzeilais, then he's Yatza. However, Hevi Hashem actually Hevi Gzeilai La Yatza, if you bring Hashem Gzeilais prior to paying the Karen V'chemish to the Kohanim, then the Hashem Gzeilais would be Pasal. And the Gemara asks, Minan Emili, how do we know that this is the din? And Amar Rava, Rava says, the Amar Kra, as the Pasuk in Pashas Nasai, Benegei Hashem Gzeilais and Benegei Gezal Gez states, Ha'asham Amushav Lashem LaKayin, and we learned beforehand, the word Ha'asham is referring to Karen, and then it says, Milvad Eil HaKapurim, Ashi Chapa Bayalav, and we see that the proper order is that you first pay the Karen V'chemish, and only after you pay the Karen V'chemish, then aside for the Karen V'chemish, you will also bring the Hashem Gzeilais. Keep in mind, although the Pasuk says, Ha'asham Amushav, and we learned before, Asham refers to Karen, and Mushav refers to the Chemish. However, the payment of the Chemish will not be Ma'akev, that you can't bring the Karban Hashem Gzeilais, and even if you bring the Hashem Gzeilais prior to paying the Chemish to the Kohanim, it would still be a valid Karban, as we will learn in a moment. As the Gemara continues, Mechal the Kesab Reisha, that we see from the Lashon Milvad, that it means Reuven makes the payment of the Karen prior to bringing the Eil HaKippurim. And the Gemara continues, Amahum Rabban Rava, that this Talmud Chacham is Rava, El Me'ata, if you're telling me that the word Milvad Eil HaKippurim means prior to bringing the Eil HaKippurim, so Milvad Eil Sabeika, Ashela Eil Satamid, Tasos Eila, when the Pasuk is discussing the Karbanis Mincha, Pasuk states that aside for the Eil Sabeika, you'll also bring the Karbanis Musafim, and Lachira Hachinami, Mechlal the Musafim Risha, it's Mashma that the Karban Musaf comes prior to the Karban Tamin Shel Shachar, as the Pasuk says, Milvad Eil Sabeika, which is Mashma that you're going to bring the Karban Musafim prior to the Eil Sabeika, and the Gemara is Vatanya, but we learned in the Brisa, Minayin Shlei Yidava, Kaidim Tamin Shel Shachar, that how do we know that nothing could go on in his Mizbech prior to the Murim of the Tamin Shel Shachar going on to the Mizbech? Tamin Leima, the Pasuk states, for Erech Aleh Oila, Vehikta Aleh Chel Be'ashlamim, Amar Ravan, Rava states, Ha'ila Oila Rishayna, the Pasuk is telling us every day after you set up the Maracha, the first thing that you set up onto the Mizbech is the Oila, and it says it Lashon Heyidia, and therefore we learn out that it's referring to Oila Rishayna, the first Oila that is spoken about in Pashas Pinchas, which is referring to the Oila of the Tamin Shel Shachar, and therefore we see that the Tamin Shel Shachar comes before the Karban Musaf. Therefore, we see that the word Milvad doesn't necessarily mean that it comes beforehand, and therefore, how could Rav bring a raya by the fact that it says that you should pay the Karen, and then it says Milvad El Kapurim, that you're paying the Karen prior to the bringing the Hashem Gzeilais, if maybe that's not actually what it means? Based on the August of our Gemara, the Gemara is actually asking Stira from Rav to Rav, because Rav is also the man Amma that said, Ha'ila Ilu Rishayna. However, some agree in place of Amma Rav, Ha'ila Ilu Rishayna, the Amma Mar, Ha'ila Ilu Rishayna, and therefore, the Gemara's question is not based on a steer of Rava on Rava, but it's just a question on Rava, because we all know that we learn out from the pasuk of Ha'ila Oilu Rishayna, and therefore Milvad Oilu Sabeika doesn't mean that the Karbanis Musaf come before the Oilu Sabeika and before the Tamin Shel Shachar. And the Gemara answers Amalei Anam Meshech Chapa Beinafkalei. And Rava says that the reason why I hold that the Karen has to be before the Hashem Gzeilais is not because of the word milvad, but it's because of the words asher yichapeh. And as Rashi says, that since the pasuk says asher yichapeh, the siv b'loshin osid, and that is future tense, midloik siv asher kiper, and therefore it's mashma the chesheshav l'koynes ha'oshem d'hainu keren hakesef adayin loik kiper. That at the point that Reuven gave the keren v'chaimish to the koyin, that he still did not have the kapara, as the korban asham gezeilos can only be brought after Reuven pays the keren to the koyin. And as the Gemara says, v'adayin loik kiper, the pasuk is telling us that after you pay the keren to the koyin, then you'll bring your korban asham gezeilos, and at that point you will receive kapara. And the Gemara continues that aside from the din of asham gezeilos and the din of gezel ager, where the din is that Reuven's chayav to pay keren v'chaimish to the koyin and also bring a korban asham gezeilos, there was another time with the chiyav mamin and a chiyav to bring an asham, and that is when a person's moel and hegdish b'shoigeg, and we know that the din is that Reuven will be chayav to pay a keren v'chaimish, and he also has to bring an asham me'ilah. The Gemara will now point out that there are two dinim and two points that are very similar between the dinim of asham gezeilos by gezel ager and the dinim of asham me'ilah. Number one, just as we learned that the word asham, when it speaks about asham gezeilos, is referring to the keren and not referring to the korban asham. Similarly, when the Torah used the lashon asham when referring to the asham me'ilos, it's actually referring to the keren and not referring to the actual korban asham me'ilos. Number two, we will see that just like in the gate asham gezeilos, we said that although the keren is ma'akev, that you can't bring the korban asham gezeilos until you pay the keren to the kayin, the payment of the chaymish to the kayin will not be ma'akev, and Reuven can still bring his korban asham gezeilos even prior to paying the chaymish to the kayin, and then he will owe the chaymish to the kayin. The same din applies b'negei asham me'ilos, that although the keren is going to be ma'akev and you can't bring the asham me'ilos prior to paying the keren to the Beis HaMikdash, however, once you pay the keren to the Beis HaMikdash, even though you still did not pay your chaymish, you still could bring the asham me'ilos and it would be a valid korban. Gemara begins and quotes from our Mishnah that although we stated but and you didn't pay for the keren, however, if Reuven paid for the keren to the kohenim, but he did not yet pay the chaymish, in a chaymish ma'akev. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Banan, we learned to the Braisa, b'negeya, the korban asham me'ilos, minayin shem hevi milasai, v'lei hevi ashamai, or ashamai v'lei hevi milasai, shelo yatza. How do you know that if Reuven pays the keren, but he didn't yet bring his korban asham me'ilos, or he brought his korban asham me'ilos, but he didn't yet pay his keren, then he's not yaitza? Tamalayim, the pasuk says, be'ela asham v'nisach lai, and therefore we see that the slicha happens only after he brings his ayil, as well as the asham, just like we found b'negei the pasha of asham gzeilos, that the word asham refers to the keren. Here also the word asham refers to keren, and the brisa continues, and how do we know that even if someone brought that korban asham eilos and then he paid the keren to the Beis HaMikdash, that even so he would not be yaitza, because he went out of order and he should have paid the keren to the Beis HaMikdash prior to bringing his korban asham eilos? Tamen loyma ba'ela asham ha'asham b'kvar. Rashi explains mashma ba'el shu b'chayva la'asham shu keren, that this ayel comes in a chayva after you bring the keren, alma keren bereishim I see, and therefore we see that you have to first give the keren to Beis HaMikdash and only afterwards can you bring the asham eilos. The Shita Mekubetza says midleik siv ba'ayel asham mashma ha'asham d'chaynu keren, it's mashma that the asham referring to keren is mashma that you bring the keren and only afterwards the ayel, as the pasuk is telling you, you bring the ayel for the asham and on top of the keren. The Braisa continues, yachol k'shem sha'ayel v'asham ma'akvim, you would think that since the ayel is ma'akev and the keren is also ma'akev, kachaymish ma'akev, the chaymish would also be ma'akev, and if you don't bring the keren v'chaymish prior to bringing yasham me'ilos, you would not be yaitza. Tam leima ba'ayel v'asham v'nislach lai, ayel v'asham ma'akvim behegdish, ve'in chaymish ma'akev, that is only the korban ayel, and it's only the korban asham me'ilos, as well as the keren that's ma'akev behegdish, however the chaymish is not ma'akev, the kapara, as long as Reuven paid the keren to the Beis HaMikdash, then he could bring his korban asham me'ilos, as Rashi says, in a chaymish ma'akev is a kapara, however certainly, even though Reuven did not yet bring his chaymish, at some point he still has to pay the chaymish to the gizbar, and he has to give that back to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara continues, v'yilamed hegdish mehedid mehedid mehegdish, and we learn out the dinim of gezel ger from the din of hegdish and from the dinim of asham me'ilah, and we also learn a din from hedid, from the din of gezel ger to the din of hegdish and to the din of asham me'ilahs. And the Gemara explains, hegdish mehedid, we learn out the din of hegdish from the din of gezel ger, ma asham dahasam karen, and just like the pasuk by gezel ger states asham hamushav, and we learned out that asham refers to karen, since afterwards it says milvad ela kapurim, and therefore the end of the pasuk is talking about the korban asham gzeilos, and when it says that asham at the beginning of the pasuk is referring to karen, and therefore af asham dahachar karen, also when it says the word asham b'negei the korban me'ilah, is also not referring to the asham me'ilos, and it's referring to the principal payment, someone that is oil behegdish b'shogeg has to pay. Now, the Rashi who asked that l'chayra, why do we need this limud to learn hegdish from hedyot? If l'maisa the pasuk says be'il osham, and since it says the lashon eil, therefore that is referring to the carbon, and the word osham must be referring to karen. And he says loyi de'il loylamdu hegdish mehedyot havmina be'il osham chadim milsi, that when it says be'il osham, it's telling us the oil that is an osham, and therefore it's referring to the carbon, not to karen. And only because we learn from Gezel Agar that the word osham refers to karen and not to the carbon. The Gemara continues v'hedyin mehegdish, and we also learn a din b'negei Gezel Agar from a din that refers to by the Hashem Eloi's as ma hegdish in chayim ma'akev, just like we saw b'negei me'ilah and b'negei the carbon Hashem Eloi's, that the chaimish is not ma'akev, and you could bring a carbon Hashem Eloi's even prior to paying your chaimish, even though you have to first pay your karen and then bring your carbon Hashem Eloi's. Afhedyin ami in chayim ma'akev, also b'negei the din of Gezel Agar, even though the din is that you have to pay karen prior to bringing Hashem Gzeilos. However, if Reuven did not yet pay his chaimish to the kohanim, that is not ma'akev, and he could already bring his carbon Hashem Gzeilos. And before we end the parak, let us see the bottom two tesis. As tesis says, Talmud Leim Ha'ila Ilu Rishayna Pirish Rishayna Sher Pashas Pinchas, as we explained that the carbon Tamin Shel Shachar is spoken about first in Pashas Pinchas, and that's why it's called Ilu Rishayna. V'cheich Lo Mivad Ilu Sabayk Gagol Chabahedya Lo Mivad Dava Kodim Loi Kama Hachinam Mivad Il Kapurim Dava Kodim Loi Kama, as we explained. And tesis says V'tema Diyal V'Hacham Hei Ha'ila Lo Parak Haladada Yal Lo Mivad Ilu Sabayk Lo Chudei Chayr. We don't need the word Ha'ila to teach us his din. And Zok Tesis V'Yishlam the Hasan Nami Ha'ila Kasamach, that really in that Gemara it's really Samech on the word Ha'ila V'Oid Yesh Teretz Acher V'In Laharach Kan Ayin Sham. And let us see the bottom tesis V'Yilamet Hegdish Mehedyet V'Hedyet Mehegdish. And tesis is Tema My Itzur Kral Le'el Gabi Hedyet. Why do we need a pasuk to get a Gezel Agar Shem Hevi Hashem Me'at Shalei Hevi Gzeiloi? Reuven didn't pay his karen, then he can't bring his carbon Hashem Gzeiloi, and if he does so, he would not be Yitzah. Here we have a hekesh between Gezel Agar and the din of Hashem Eloi, and we learn B'negei Hashem Eloi that the pasuk says Be'ela Osham Ha'osham B'kfar, and therefore we already see that you have to pay karen prior to bringing Hashem Eloi, and l'chayr we should learn the same din would apply to Gezel Agar, and why do we need two separate psukim? Now in Taisus who explains that if not for the fact that we see in one case that here actually says that there is a similarity between Hashem Gzeilos and Hashem Eloi, then we wouldn't necessarily learn one from the other, as L'Chariah we wouldn't learn Hegdish from Hedyot or Hedyot from Hegdish, as we always say that they're considered two separate things, and we can't compare Chulin to Hegdish, and we can't compare Hegdish to Chulin. However, now that we see that the Torah compares it regarding this din, that you have to bring your Karen and pay for the Karen prior to bringing your carbon, therefore we could say that we also have other Hekeshim between the dinim of Hashem Gzeilos and Hashem Eloi's Ayin Sham Hadlal Chagayz L'Esim Hadlal Chagayz L'Esim Hadlal Chagayz L'Esim. We continue on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph from Beis at the new Perek and at the new Mishnah, and this is the last Perek in Masechtas Baba Kama. Now Mishnah begins Hagayzel Meichlas Bana V'Nich Lefneim Peturim L'Shalim. If Reuven stole a food item and he gave it to his children to eat, and now it's consumed, Rishonim explain it's not exclusively talking about his children, and even if he gives it to anyone else and they consume it, the same din would apply. And the Mishnah continues, or if Reuven dies and he already stole food items and now he leaves it as part of his estate to his children, then in both of these cases they will be pata, and the Gemara will explain its reasoning. And the Mishnah states Vim Hoya Davash Yesh Be'achrayas Chayavin L'Shalim. In a case where it's a Davash Yesh Be'achrayas, then Chayavin L'Shalim, and the Gemara will have two different pshatim as to how to learn this line of the Mishnah, and we will learn this line of the Mishnah when we see the Gemara. And the Gemara begins Amar Rav Chista Gazal V'Lin Se'esho Abaylim U'ba Acha V'Achlu Ratzu Mizeh Goyva Ratzu Mizeh Goyva, that if Reuven stole a food product and the Abaylim would not yet Misayish, and then Shimon comes and eats that food product, then the Nigzal could either go over to Reuven, who was the Gazlin, and demand that he pays him for what he stole, or he could go over to Shimon and demand that Shimon pays him. And Rav Chista explains that my time, and what is the reason that the Nigzal could go to Shimon and collect this money as Kol Kama V'Lin Nisayish Abaylim B'Shusa Demarikari, as at any point prior to Yish of the Bailim and prior to Nigzal being Miyayish, then this thing that was stolen is still considered in the Rishus of the Nigzal, and therefore when Shimon now took this item from Reuven, it's as if Shimon stole it from the Nigzal, and therefore he has a Chiyuv Hashava, and there's a din of a Hishav HaZegzil Asher Gozal, and that's why the Nigzal could take it from Shimon as well. And the Gemara asks on Rav Chista, Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, HaGozal Meichel's Bana V'Nich Lefneim Peturim L'Shalim, that we stated that if Reuven stole a food product and he gave it to his children to eat, and they ate it, or in a case where Reuven died and he left his food product as part of his estate, then the din is that the children will be patur l'shalim. Gemara is bothered that why is the second party going to be patur l'shalim if l'chayr, according to Rav Chista, even the second party should be chayiv to pay to the nigzal. And the Gemara says tiyufta Rav Chista, therefore it is a tiyufta Rav Chista. But the Gemara responds, Amar Rav Chista will explain Kitani Yahi Lachayish, I only stated my halacha when the Nigzal was not Miyayish, and therefore, as we stated, Kol Kaima Delayin Siyayisha Bailin, Bishusi Demarikai, that at any point that the Bailin were not yet Miyayish, therefore it's still considered in the Nigzal's Rishus, and therefore when the second party took it from the first party, it's considered that they stole from the original Nigzal, and therefore they would have to pay back to the Nigzal. However, our Mishnah is discussing a case where the Nigzal was already Miyayish, and therefore once Reuven gives the food over to his children, then there's Yish and Shinu Rishus, and therefore the Nigzal would not be able to demand the item back from his children once they were cleaner through Yish and Shinu Rishus. And Taisa points out that according to Rav Chista, that when our Mishnah stated Gezel Meichlos Bana V'Nichlafeim, it's Lav Dafka that the children had to eat this food product, and that even though that the food would be Be'en, they were cleaner be Yish V'Kishinu Rishus, and therefore the children would not have to pay back the money to the Nigzal. And in Taisa who states Lav Dafka Meichel Duhu Adin Neislahem De Peturin L'Rav Chista De Mukir B'Gemara Masnisin La'ach Yish De Havala Yish V'Shinu Rishus Ela Orchad Milsa Nokat. And the only reason why the Mishnah stated HaGezel Meichel's Banav is because we're talking about a normal scenario where someone stole a food product and he gave it to someone else, then generally that person will eat it. Inami Dafka Nokat Machel. Or we're going to say that even according to Rav Chista, the Mishnah specifically was talking about a case where Reuven's children ate them food, the Lechosh of Shinu Rishus B'Mashem Neisel Banav HaSmuch Al Shekhanai. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where these children were Samach Al Shulchan Aviv, and therefore by just giving them the food product, if it would still be Be'en, it would not be considered a Shinu Rishus, and it's only because the food product was eaten, therefore it's considered a Shinui, and that is why the second party was cleaner, and they don't have a Chiv to pay back the Nigzal. And the Gemara continues in Meniach Lufneim Petulim L'Shalim that the Mishnah stated that if Reuven stole a food item and then he dies and he left the food item to his children as part of his estate, then the children are Patur L'Shalim. And the Gemara begins and is bothered that L'Chira, even though we just stated that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Nigzal was Miyayish, so Eina Chinami in the first case where Reuven gave this food product to his children, so there was Shinu Rishus. However, once he actually dies and he leaves it over as his estate, then L'Chira, that's not considered Shinu Rishus, and how could it be that his children will be Patur L'Shalim if L'Chira there was no Kinyan from the Nigzal, and therefore it's as if these Yorshim received this money from the Nigzal, and they should have a responsibility to pay the Nigzal back. And our Gemara begins, Om Rayim Bachama, the Rayim Bachama stated, Zaysim Eris, from our Mishnah, we can prove that Rishus Yerish, Kirishus Lekech Dami, that a Rishus of a Yerish is as if they actually bought this item, and therefore it's considered a Shin Rishus. And that is why, in the case of our Mishnah, where the Nigzal was already Miyayish, and now the father dies, and the children receive this as part of their estate, therefore it's considered a Shin Rishus, and is Yerish and Shin Rishus, and that's why they're Patur L'Shalim. And of course, this is a Chiddush, as when someone acquires something from someone else, then certainly there's a Shin Rishus, as it went from the Rishus of Reuven to the Rishus of Shimon. However, in the case of Yerusha, one may think that Brok Har Devua, and therefore it's not considered a Shin Rishus, Kamash Malon, Rayim Bachama, that this is considered a Shin Rishus. And the Gemara continues, Rava Amar, and Rava explains, Rishus Yerish, Lav Kirishus Lekeach Tami, that in the Chanami, the Rishus of a Yerish is not considered like the Rishus of Lekeach, and it's not considered a Shin Rishus, and as we explained, because Brok Har Devua, and therefore it's not considered that it was a change of Rishuyas, V'Hachim Ma'iskin and Kishachlam, and the reason why in the Mishnah we said that the Yashim would be Potom El Shalim is not talking about a case where the item is Be'en, as Ein Chinami in that case, since it was only Yish and not Shin Rishus, therefore certainly the children would have to return this to the owner and to the Nigzal. However, Rav explained that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven died and he left this estate to his children, and the children actually consumed these food products, and therefore they're no longer Be'en. Therefore, at that point, the Yashim were Kaina based on Yish as well as Shinui, and that is why the Yashim would be Potom El Shalim. And the Gemara continues and will quote from the second part of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated, and the Gemara's Havmina is that the word Davish Yesh Be'echrayas refers to those things that are Nikla Rabim, and people know that they specifically belong to the father, and because people know that the father owned this item, therefore it would not be Bakovedik for the child to keep this item and not pay it back to the Nigzal, as people will be Mevazah the father, and they will say that this item was the item that Reuven stole. And as Rashi says, Kagoyin Dava Nikla Rabim, we are referring to things that are Nikla Rabim, and people know that they belong to a specific person, Venera Kol Shah, and everyone sees them at all times, Ke'in Kaka, Oichagoyin Tal Suchsus. Therefore, the Mishnah says that although it's true that really the Yoshim should be Patum L'Shalim, but since it's something which is Nikla Rabim, therefore the Yoshim are Chayavim L'Shalim, and as Rashi says, Chayavim L'Hachsim Mit Plek Foyd Aviyim, Shabriyas Oimre Zu Talish Shagazal Ploini. Based on this understanding of the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Gemara now asks that how could Rava say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the children receive this food product and they actually consume the food product and it's no longer Be'en, and that is where they will be Potom L'Shalim, but if the food product is still around, they would be chayv l'shalim in all cases. But the mitani seifim hayudav sheish beichrayis chayav l'shalim, that since the seifa stated that the only time that the yashim will be chayv l'shalim is only be dav sheish beichrayis, because people will know this is the item that their father stole and will be a bezayin to their father. Mechlal the reisha b'gzeil kayamis kaskinon, and therefore it's mashma that the reisha is talking about a scenario where the item that was stolen was still be'en, and even so the yashim are patam l'shalim because it's not a dav sheish beichrayis. It's not something which is a dava nikla rabim, and it's not something like kaka or talitz and ksus, and it's only a food product, and therefore people don't realize that this is actually the item that their father stole, and therefore, since they were koina, they're patam l'shalim, but l'chayr, according to Rava, since the item is be'en, therefore they wouldn't have been koina, because as we stated, rishus yerish is lavka rishus l'kech dami, and it wasn't a rishina rishus, and amlecha Rava, and therefore Rava explains, the hachikama, this is the way to understand the sefer, as the sefer is not talking about dav sheish beichrayis, and it's talking about dava nikla rabim, but it's telling us that if the father left over kaka, and therefore even during his lifetime, the nigzal would be able to come and take back money from their father, either the actual item, or he would have a lien against the kaka. The nigzal would have been able to collect from the kaka. Therefore, chayav l'shalim, even though the father died and left the food product with the children as their estate, as Rava stated that the children already ate the food product and it's no longer be'en, and therefore they don't have a chiyav to go and make a payment to the nigzal. However, in a case where the father left over kaka, which was already meshubid and was already a lien to the nigzal, therefore the nigzal can go and collect from the kaka, as that's not considered that the nigzal is actually collecting from the yoshim and he's collecting directly from the father. And this is what we meant when we said that when we learn the Gemara, we will see that there are two different ways to understand the seifa of our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues that how could Rava say that this is pshat in our Mishnah and the pshat in the seifa? For Masnali Rebbe, Rav Shimon Brei, when Rebbe taught this Mishnah to his son Rav Shimon, he taught him that we're not talking about kaka over here, which is yesh be'achrayis. That would be the only case that the nigzal could go and collect the money that was stolen from him, and he could only collect from kaka, as Rava explained the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is teaching us that if Reuven stole a cow, Reuven was plowing with the cow, and it was something which is nikla rabim, or a chamar, or mechamar achrav, or he stole a donkey, and he was using the donkey and walking next to the donkey. In that case, then the yoshim would be chayiv to return this item to the nigzal because of kavod aviyim, and even though they were already koina, and therefore you see specifically that Rebbe explained our Mishnah differently than Rava explained, and l'chayr the Mishnah should be a tiyufta to Rava, and the Gemara continues elam Rava, and therefore Rava says ki shechivna, when I will die, Rav Oishia nafak l'vasi, Rav Oishia will come and greet me in Gan Eden and Olam Haba. The reason is the teritzna mastisin kavasei, because I explain our Mishnah like Rav Oishia, and I generally explain many Mishnayos as the Rav Oishia explained them, and therefore out of respect and appreciation, Rabbi Ishiya will come and greet me and the Tani Rabbi Ishiya, and I know that I'm explaining our Sefer like Rabbi Ishiya explained the Mishnah, because Rabbi Ishiya taught a Braisa, HaGezel Meichel's Bana, Peturim al-Shalim. Rabbi Ishiya continued and explained specifically, Hiniach Lefneim Gzela Kayamas Chayavin, that if Reuven left it to his children and the Gzela is still around, and therefore, although there was Yish, but there is no Shina Rishus, therefore Chayavim, the Yashim would still be Chayav to return the item to the Nigzal. However, in a Gzela Kayamas Peturim, if the Gzela is not around, as they already ate it and consumed it, and therefore it's not be'en, then they would coin it through Yish and Shinui, and therefore they would not have a chiv to pay back to the Nigzal, and that is exactly how Rav explained on Mishnah, and Rabbi Ishiya continued and explained the Sefer. However, their father left them kaka, and therefore there was a lien against their kaka, then they would have to pay the Nigzal from the kaka, which is again exactly like Rav explained the Sefer. And of course, in the case of Gzeil Kayemes, there are two chedushim, and as Rashi says, Gzeil Kayemes shloyachlu akre moisai v'tovan na Nigzal, and now the Nigzal comes in to bear this food product, Chayovin, then the Yarshim Achayev, the Rishus Yarish, Lav Kirishus Lekechdami, as Rav taught us, the Yish Kedi Lekoni, and Yish alone without Shinoi is not Koina, and since it only went to the Rishus of the Yarshim, that's not considered a Shinoi Rishus, as Burkhar Davua, as we explained. The Gemara continues and discusses this Brisa that we just brought from Rabbi Isha. On Mamar, we just stated in Exela Kayamis Peturin that Rabbi Isha taught us that if the Exela is no longer around, is not Be'en, then the Yarshim will be Potter, and the Gemara yes, name it to Yifta to Rav Chista, L'chari this should be Yifta to Rav Chista, because Rav Chista said at the beginning of the war, Gazel V'leinus Yaisha Bailam, V'ba'achar V'achol, Ratzim Mizegoy, V'ratzim Mizegoy, that even though the item is not be'en, and even so, the Nigzal could go and collect from the second person that took this item. Really, this is a very similar question that the Gemara already asked on Rav Chista from a Mishnah, and the Gemara answers the same teretz, Am L'chari Rav Chista, Rav Chista respond, Ki Tanya Hi La'achayish, this price is talking about a case, the Nigzal was already Miyayish, Then when the children received this item in the state of their father, they went and ate the item and they consumed the item, and therefore the item is no longer be'en, and the children were koina through yish and shinoi, and that is why there's no chiyuv hashava. And of course, l'fize, it comes out that Rav Chista actually holds exactly like Rava, and he explains the Mishnah like Rava did, that Rishus Yerish is lav k'rishus l'keich dami, and therefore the yarshim aren't koina without actually eating and consuming this item. And when Rav Chista stated his din, he was specifically talking about a case of gazel v'lo nisayisha b'aylim, where the b'aylim would not yet miyayish, and therefore ubar achav achloi, even if the person had a shinoi, he would not be koina, and that's why ratzim izeh goyva, ratzim izeh goyva. The Gemara continues, Amar, we just stated in this brisa that Rabbi Ishiya brought, that niach l'feim, if the father died and he left his food product for the yarshim and it was part of his estate, and the brisa stated gzela kayemes chayav l'shalim, that if the gzela is still be'en, then the yarshim would be chayiv to pay it back. And the Gemara asked, name it to tifta the rabbi bachama. We just explained the brisa that we're talking about a scenario where the nigzal already was miyayish, and l'chayir, since the father died and left this as an estate to his children, and rabbi bachama was of the opinion that rishus yerish is rishus l'keich dami, and therefore it's considered a shina rishus, so l'chayir the yarshim should be koina. And how could the brisa state that chayav l'shalim, and therefore the Gemara is name it to have a tiyufta derami b'chama? Let us say from this part of the brisa it should be a tiyufta derami b'chama. And the Gemara answers amal chayav b'chama. Rami b'chama will explain ki tanya hil if they ish that in a chenami this brisa is talking about a scenario where Reuven actually died prior to nigzal being miyayish, and therefore although there was shina rishus but it wasn't yish, therefore the children are still chayav l'shalim. However, if the gzel is not kayames, then the children will be potter. As Rashi says, v'chi ein gzela kayames. However, since the gzela is not around, it's no longer be'en, shachlu, because they consumed it achrei moisavien, after the father already died, peturin, the yarshim u'pata, the lesser of Rav Chista, as Rami Bachama does not hold like Rav Chista, and does not hold ratzmi zegoiva, ratzmi zegoiva. And according to the end of the Gemara, it comes out that Rav Chista and Rava hold like each other. And as we just stated, Rami Bachama certainly argues on Rav Chista, and he certainly argues on Rava, because Rami Bachama stated in Mefurish, Rishus Yerish, Kirishus Lokeich Dami, and we will stop over here.